Welcome everyone to the first Seder Beis Medrash. We're learning Sharei Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Zayin, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ve'era. Binyanin now tells us how a person who repeats one Aveira again and again, it's as if he's doing separate Aveiras. Person might think there's only one thing he's doing wrong. It's only one thing. But therefore, it's not so serious, not so bad. It's one thing. Ein tzadik baretz, didn't we learn? Ein tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov le'echta, didn't we learn? No one's so perfect. A person who realizes the severity of his actions and realizes that this one aveira that he does wrong 10 times is viewed as 10 different aveiras. A person hears he did 10 different aveiras, he'll realize, wait a minute, I don't want to be in that parsha. I don't want to do that wrong. And that one Aveira, which he does 10 times, is viewed as 10 different Aveiras. Hopefully, it will encourage him to stop doing it. V'oid teida, says Rabbeinu Yoina. You should also know, ki ashoina b'aveira achas eser pamim, a person who transgresses and does one Aveira 10 times. Afal pishinizim, he calls shara Aveiras, even though he's careful with all of the other Aveiras not to do them. Hinehu nechshav. He is considered ka'iver ala veiras chalukos, as if he is transgressing, as if he is violating 10 different aveiras. As Chazal tells Gemara, Makas dafchof alef amad alef kim yoimru la nazir. You tell a nazir, don't drink. Don't drink. And each time he drinks, you tell him again, don't drink. And he drinks again. Each one of those Averus are viewed as separate Averus. Loike ba'achreina al kol achas v'achas. He gets malchus, he gets lashed, he gets whipped for each and every one of those drinking of the wine that the Nazir is not permitted in. Kamishbara oichel treifa ubehema, ubehema temeya v'chele v'dom. Just like a person who would eat food which is also because it's a treifa, it's an animal that wasn't shechted, or it's a behemoth tmeya, or it's chelev, forbidden fats, or it's blood. A person will be punished for each and one of these aveiras separately. So when a person realizes that one aveira, that he feels, okay, you know, there's one thing I have to work on, but I'll get to it when I get to it. Doesn't work like that. That one Aveira that he has to work on, he'll get to when he gets to it, is viewed as separate Aveiras. Now Rabbi Yoina continues and tells us, in regards to his generation, the Ra'oi Ra'inu, he's talking to his generation. I just want to share a Yesoid that when we have Svarim that were written hundreds of years ago, but these Svarim are mekubal, and these Svarim are accepted even in this generation. Those Svarim have the siyata d'shmaya, that they are talking to us in our generation as well. Let's explain. Let's see what he's telling us here now as well. V'roi re'inu, says Rabbeinu Yoina, we see, ki rabu avoynes hador al zois. In regards to what we spoke about, that there are people who do one Aveira, again and again and again and again. Different people have that one Aveira. He's going to now list a few of these Aveiras that are very serious Aveiras that are repeated again and again and again. Ki yesh anoshim rabim eina mikalm al nashim lishar me'aveiras yiduos. And these are Aveiras, it's not like, wow, I never knew that. You know, like I mentioned a few days ago, some people, they don't know that a double yellow line means you don't turn around. Some people think, you know, double yellow line means you can make a U-turn. That's what some people think. And then more people, they see other people doing it, so they do the same thing. Here, Rabbeinu Yoina says that's not the case. You can't claim ignorance. These are Aveiras Yaduos. Eina mikablam al nashim lishamar me'aveiras Yaduos. They don't accept upon themselves to stop these Aveiras. V'chol yimei chayim einam nisharim behen. And all the days of their lives, they transgress these Aveiras. And for these people, as we discussed already, it's viewed like it's mutter. It's like it's permissible. I will hate etzlam keheter. It's like it's permissible behavior. Ve'ilu lo yehoyu noyegin kein rak al aveira achas. If they would only behave like this with one aveira, chayli rahu benafshim kasher biyarnu. It's one evil, as we already explained in the previous piece. Afkim noyegim kein al azoris rabois. But now, if people behave like this with numerous aveiras that are yadua, that are well known, these are aveiras. Uvehena minachamurois, and these aveiras that people transgress. And Benyon is talking to his generation, and he's also talking to our generation. He's a very serious, and he gives a few examples of them. Kimoshuas chinam. Person to swear in vain, or mikalos chaveras, or is atzmoi b'shem, or he curses himself or his friend with Hashem's name. Vaaskaras shem shemayim levatolo, person saying Hashem's name for no purpose. Or he b'makom she'enoi tahor of yadayim lo nikiyos. You see this? Person saying Hashem's name when his hands aren't clean or not in a clean place. Vahalamas ayin minoni. A person turns his head away and Ani says, I need your help. A poor person says, can you help? And he ignores the Ani. This is of the Averis Chamuris. Viloshin Hara and Sinas Chinam, the Gavus Alev. The Staklus Barayus, looking at immoral things. Unesinas, chitis, intimidating people. Now look what he says here at the end. With this we conclude. O bitul Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And what's the worst of all the averus? Bitul Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Not learning Torah. Because the greatest mitzvah that we say every single morning after Birchas HaTorah, with Talmud Torah connected kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. So if Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, what's the worst? Aveira. Bittul Talmud Torah. Not learning Torah. The Rabbis Ke'ela. And there are many, many more such examples that people transgress Aveiras on a regular basis. Says Ben Yoina, I'm just mentioning a few, to remind them, to wake them up. So what's the Eitzah? So what do we do? We understand there are a lot of these Averus. We have to mechazik with the strength in ourselves. What do we do? So Rabbeinu Yoina gives an Eitzah. He gives a suggestion, advice from Rabbeinu Yoina. If Rabbeinu Yoina would be alive today, everybody would stand by his door, waiting to get a bracha from the great Rabbeinu Yoina. V'chein roi l'chol ba'alei tshuva lichtoiv megillah sefer ha'davarim sh'nishlu behem. He says, keep yourself a journal, a diary. Keep yourself a little notebook. Digital, paper, whatever, however you want to do it. That's up to you. But keep for yourself a little notebook. V'hamitzus asher kitzru kiyumam. And those things that you need to strengthen because a person may have stumbled with them. And the mitzvahs that a person is falling short and stumbling not to do them, you should write them down. And he should repeat it and review it and write down what does he need to strengthen. What does he have to mechazik? Write it down in his own personal, private diary, journal. Maybe you want to write it in the code so somebody finds it. They have no idea what it means. That's totally up to you. And then read it and review it and review it and mechazik yourself. And with siyat d'shmaya and learning the halachas of that topic, as we'll see, that's one of the greatest parts of tshuva. You will not go back to that Aveira. Have a wonderful Shabbos.